Time for Biz Bob, and as we like to have him on Thursday mornings, or any morning we can get him out of bed on time. So, Bob, you've let me know that you've been to church, right?
I have, maybe a time or two. I probably need to go more, don't I?
Well, I don't think we can ever hit any enough times. So
you've never invited me.
You are invited to go to any church you want, Bob. So
are you telling me where to go? Is that what you're really telling me?
Yeah, I'll tell you where to go, all right. But this is a family show. So you and a church got together, and they were trying to set up their QuickBooks on their own, which a lot of times can be dangerous as it is. Then they realized something wasn't right. Tell us the rest of the story.
Well, when you're looking at your QuickBooks and you've put a bunch of data in there and it's showing that you owe your parishioners money back, I think there's a little problem.
So that old story of when they pass the plate around, I'm going to put some in but take some change back. Is that something that we're talking about here?
Yeah, kind of. That's what QuickBooks was telling them. You went and looked at QuickBooks, and they had all these parishioners in there, and they all owed the money back to the parishioners according to QuickBooks.
Wow. Talk about your refund. I mean,
yeah,
that's the season.
Instant tax refund or something.
Wow,
from godly people.
Yeah, I'm going to put a 10 in the plate, but take a 5 out. Is that okay, church? Yeah, we got our QuickBook. But you see, you can jump in there and go, wait a minute, we can fix this. So how did the story end up there?
Well, you know, we kind of basically had to undo what they had done and go back, okay, do it this way. We had to kind of reinvent the process so that the money looks like it comes in instead of trying to go out.
Nick Saban, he's all about the process, and he's all about the money because he's making like 8-point-something million a year.
Yeah, I bet he's still counting it just fine even after he loses, huh?
Yeah, it hurts more when he loses, but he's still got the cash coming in. So
it's ego then.
Ego then.
Kind of like your friend Trump.
Like my friend Trump and all those little Debbie cakes that Coach Saban eats.
You're so good at this. I think Fred ought to give you your own show.
Well, I have it for the next couple of days because he's on location somewhere else. Well, now that we got that out of the way, tell us how to get in touch with Biz Bob.
Well, it's actually biz-bob.com. Biz-bob, because I'm always dashing around. I'm a dashing kind of guy, too. 256-337-5200.